I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. When a former Taliban executioner called in to talk with Mohabbat TV, a ministry of heart for Iran, he couldn't sleep. Now he's accepted Jesus and is a changed man, and he's not alone. Muslims in Iran are seeking God. Nazanin Baghestani.
They have been searching, and God responds. He responds to them with visions and dreams, touches their hearts, answers their prayers, miracles, signs they receive from heaven.
Please pray hard for Iran continues to reach Muslims with the gospel. In other news, today ends our three-part series with Set Free Ministries. Set Free's Dean Vandermay told us about their Christian schools and how God is using their ministry to rescue and redeem AIDS orphans. Now he says they're at a crossroad. There's no Christian high school for vulnerable kids to attend when they graduate from Set Free schools. Set Free wants to build one, and you can help.
It takes quite an investment. That's what discipleship is. Jesus said, go make disciples. That's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. It's the great command.
And do you remember that excitement to go back to school with fresh school supplies? Sadly, refugee kids in Lebanon are not prepared for the school year since their parents can't afford school supplies. Molly Hawkins with Heart for Lebanon says their ministry is raising funds for refugee kids' school supplies. They're also making sure each student hears about Jesus' love for them.
We love to give out backpacks to all the students at the beginning of the year filled with the supplies that they need. So filled with paper and markers and pencils and workbooks.
If you'd like to give, get started at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.